Doing our own things.
Now the
seasons have arrived and the one we are moving by
balancing
to balance our time.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The major work bringing us, I expect you remember it.
We
await the camera men to settle themselves.
Atugamba mu bakoliso ekyo kisoka sura ne 15.
He tells us in 1 Corinthians 15.
Tugenda mu lugendo lw'eggulu naye katusooke tufuna ebigambo bino.
Let's first get these words as we head the journey of heaven.
Yes, he was with
you. Praise Jesus so much.
Atugamba nti obudde buli muntu bwajja wano ku nsi.
He said every moment a person when they come on earth.
Obozze okutereeza obulamu bwo.
You come on the world to align your life.
Kubanga gwe wandibadde Adam, gwe wandibadde Eve.
For it is you who would have been Adam, you who would have been Eve. The one who sinned within the garden. Now the key moment to align those mistakes.
Yes, he was
with praise Jesus so much. Let's read there and we hear. As we wear the camera crew to sort themselves.
First Corinthians 15,
verse 22.
Kuba bonna nga bwe baafiira mu Adamu era bwe batyo mu Kristo bonna mwe baafuukira abalamu. Naye buli muntu mu kifo kye ye Kristo gwe mwaka omubereberye.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bonna mu Adamu baafiirwa omubiri gw'omuggulu.
All in Adam they lost the body from heaven.
Nga bwe tuwulira mu Bakolinso ekyokubiri 5.
Like we hear in 2 Corinthians 5.
Tinewankubadde nga tuli mu mubiri guno.
Though we are in this body.
Tusinda nnyo tumale okwambazibwa guli ogw'omuggulu.
We groan so much that we are clothed the one from heaven.
Era nga mu Bakolinso ekisooka 15.
In 1 Corinthians 15.
Okuva ku lw'ataano n'okukiira.
From verse 50 to down.
Agamba nti omubiri n'omusaayi bye tulimu.
It's the flesh and blood we are within.
They
never inherit the kingdom of heaven.
And
we have to be clothed the body from heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But that our body of heaven, it had died from us when we were in the garden. In Genesis chapter
3.
Just as the command of the Father was. In Genesis chapter 2. 15 and 16. And he said, when we eat of the tree, we shall surely die.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But in Genesis
3,
we found ourselves when we discovered when we are naked. Something we
had
taken very long and had never seen upon ourselves.
But
for the change we got that the body of heaven, we lost it. We found ourselves in the body of flesh. And when you have not clothed it with clothing, its parts are exposed out.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But as we are chasing the garden, in Genesis chapter
3,
starting from verse 22 unto
24,
and they sent us on earth, everyone to align himself.
And it
counted upon us that each one of us is Adam and they are Eve. Even though you would have been the first person among the human beings, or you were the Adam or the Eve, the same mistake you would have done it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why every person is brought that they can align that mistake.
Let's
repeat 1 Corinthians 15, 22 and 23.
Olunyiriri olwabiri mu ebbiri. Kuba bonna nga bwe baafiira mu Adamu. Era bwe batyo. Mu Kristo bonna mwe balifuukira abalamu.
Yes, bonna mu Adamu.
All through Adam, we died.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But in Christ Jesus we live. Verse 23 is very important. It says like this.
naye buli muntu mu kifo kye ye
nti buli muntu mu ki
kifo
kye ye nti gwe bakuleese leero
gwe
Adamu wa leero
oliye
Eva wa
leero
ne Adamu w'ebiro biri yaliyo
ne
Eva w'ebiro
ebyo
era ne babagoba mu lusuku
basobole
okwetereeza
kati
buli muntu aleetebwa wansi w'enjuba
oba
oleetiddwa mu biro byo gwe
osobole
okwetereeza
omenye
okwegamba weerongoose mu nsobi
nze
wali ogenda okukolera mu lusuku
yesu
yeebazibwe
kuba
tuba kubanga ffenna batonze tuli mu lusuku
nga
tulinamu buli omu Eva we ne Adamu
ffenna
twali tugenda kukola ensobi
yeemuyesu
yeebazibwe naye buli muntu bamuleeta mu kifo kye ye
asobole
okwetereeza
kale
newankubadde nga tujja ku nsi
kuno
ne tusiŋŋaanako emirimu mingi
emitawaana
mingi
naye
ekyo si kye kituleeta
wano
era ekituleetesa ano okulabika nga
twetereeza
yesu
yeebazibweoba
olaba ng'ayogera mutemiseewo ekisooka mukaaga
onyola omusanvunti
mu butuufu tetwaleeta kinna kimu ku nsi
kuno
era tetuliddayo n'ekimu
kubanga
tukumimba firipu 3:20 ewaffe mu ggulu
naye
tuleetebwa wano
buli
muntu mu kifo kye
ye
yesu yeebazibwe buli muntu mu budde bwe buli muntu mu sizoni ye okusobola okwetereeza yesu yeebazibwe lwakuba nti bwe tutuuka ku nsi kuno kuliko ebibuzaabuza
bingiwe
bituuka ekiseera mutuufu nga tetumanyi
nakyatuleera
omulala alowooza baamuzaala samba mupiira
omulala
yalowooza baamuzaala kuba munnabyabufuzi omulala agamba baamuzaala kuba
businessman
omulala agamba
ye
baamuzaala abeere nakatemba omulala agamba
alina
kuba musician muyimbi kwegamba emirimu mingi gye twetekako wano
ebyo
bye tukola wano mu
kkubo
mulala alowooza ye banzaala kuba mulimiinzi naye ekyo si busi ki ekyatuliirisa
wano
ebyo tubikola olw'okweyambako mu kkubo lino mwe
tuli
abali mu byobufuzi babikola twekontroling
tuleme
kuba nafujjo lingi
tufuneyo
kukulowooza ku katonda
naye
ate twemaliriza tetulina buddo okulima n'ebiraba byonna byetukola tugezaako kweyamba mu kkubo
lino
naye si gwe mulimu ogwatuleetesa
wano
era bwe twakola ekyonono mu lusuku katonda yatuwa ebibonerezo ng'amanyi oba tunaabonerera
naye
ate twatuuka ebibonerezo ebyo ne tubimanye
saani
n'atulaga nti ebibonerezo ebyo paati yammwe
kitundu
kyammwe
nkulage
ku kibonerezo
ebimu
ebibonerezo bye twafuula mufo kye twandiboneredde mu byo ate tulaba nti
kyekyokugamba
mu lubereberye esula
ey'okusatungenda
kuba nkomekereza paati eyo akaseera kojja ku nsi kategeeza
kiwe
tulifuna obudde tulikasomako okusinga ennyo tubisomera mu ggulu
eryokubiri
awava emyoyo gy'obulamu
bw'abantu all creations come from.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Aye, katusomeko ano mulubereberye.
Let's read in Genesis.
Okulaga nti omuntu newankubadde bamuwa ekibonerezo ayigire mu kibonerezo
to show you that the human being was given a punishment to learn through it.
Ate yakifuula nnumu.
They rather took it a normal experience.
Yakitwala nga kyabulamu bwa ino kibeeramu.
Part of their life, they have to live normally with it.
Lubereberye sule ne yokusatu.
Genesis chapter 3.
Olunyiri katutandike. Katandika olw'ekkumi n'ennya.
Let's begin from verse 14.
Lubereberye essula ya kusatu olunyiri lwa 14.
Genesis 3 from verse 14.
Mukama Katonda n'agamba omusota nti kubanga okoze kino okulimiddwa gwe okusinga ensolo z'omu nnyumba zonna n'okusinga buli nsolo ey'omu nsiko onootambuzanga olubuto onoolyanga enfuufu ennaku zonna ennaku zonna
twabimanyako
ebyomusoto
ogwedda
sitaani
ayitibwa omusoto
ogwedda
era nga tumanyi omuntu yakolebwa mu nfu
yesu yetumanyi
okwetegereza nti ya zaabu enfuufu ya zaabu
dust of gold according to Job
28.
They said the devil to eat dust is not going to eat physical dust.
He
wants to feed on the blood within human beings. Praise Jesus. That as we leave it aside, for it is hidden from us. And we question, what is the devil looking from us? He wants that life in you. Praise Jesus. Let's move on to here. Genesis 3, verse
15.
Now this is the punishment.
Go
to leave the devil in place. That we keep fighting with him. That the one who gets tired runs to the Lord.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
But
we reached a moment.
The
people in the world started to make the devil their friend. Very hard for the devil knows he's in the battle with
money.
No matter how much you worship the devil, you must end up
with
him. For he never saves you at all.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. People in the world, what they did, they began to condemn with the devil, and the devil began to show them that you are rather fighting with your fellow human beings. It's not me you're fighting with. That's what came wars upon this world. For we forgot who we fight with. We began to battle each other, and others began to make friendship with the devil. And the thought is forgotten the agenda of fighting us, of killing the human being.
You
see that they totally get destroyed. And the shrines began. People began religions to fight each other. And we shifted the battle to ourselves in our midst. And we took it as if it's supposed to be like that. And we began to argue for things. But our battle was focused to the devil and his seeds.
For
all who entered the seat of the devil, fallen angels. But we reached on the earth and we forgot the battle. Now we are fighting amongst ourselves. We are fighting poverty.
We're
fighting diseases. Many things we have to fight with. But the enemy is not the poverty on our side. One who brings poverty is the enemy of ours. That's the devil.
It's
the one who brings sicknesses. Now hospitals are on this earth. They try to fight diseases. But they forgot to fight the devil who brings them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. You know, some things on the earth became as if they're normal. We forgot the battle. We began to fight with other things. Another fights to have many women. Another fights to have many cars. But the enemy was on the side consuming them and finishing them. That became normal. The devil is there. The battle, we forgot it. And we shifted to other battles.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. We shifted to our battle. And we are rather now fighting nation by nation. Clans by clan. Tongues by tongue. Groups of people with other groups. Now the battle was shifted. Because of the darkness we are going to start about. You know, this world was made a world of darkness. Like we've been studying about it. people or didn't never understand where they came from
nejebaraga.
And where they are going
nejebarisano kumsi.
And what brought them on earth
kugamba ngabali mu bintu birala
nyo. And they're in very other things.
Wabula lwakuba tusose tukifunireko eno.
But because we first got one
ebyamagezi
is words of wisdom
naye nga bisaanidde kubeeri.
But they are worthy to be
okutegeera mu world of darkness otegeera abantu babaera batya mu kizikiza.
To understand how people can live in world of darkness
abantu beerabira ddala ekyabaleeta ku nsi.
People totally forget what brought them on earth.
Kakati ebizibu bya motoka mayumba
problems is cars, houses. Their brains got perverted.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Let me show you of another problem that we go begin officially.
Genesis 3 verse 15. Ezzadde ly'omukazi lirikubeta ente omutwe. Nawe olilibeta enta ekisinziiro.
Twalina okuba enkozi ya sitaani
zonna. We are supposed to beat all schemes of the devil.
Oba pulaani ze zonna zaakola.
All his plans he put in place.
Kwe kubeta ente omutwe.
It's to crush the head of the devil.
Naye ekyo twakivaako.
We already left that.
Buli omu alwanisa pulaani ya munne.
Everyone now fights the plan of another.
Omanyi okutuuka ebintu ne bikyankalanira
ddala. Not to reach and things totally got changed.
Omuntu ne yeerabira lwaki ali ku nsiko.
And the human being forgets why they are on this earth.
N'adda ku bintu ebirala ebitamuleeta wano nga byaliko.
And shift on other things we never brought them on earth and that's what they are on.
Uliriza ebirala ebimu ku ebyo.
Listen to some of the others.
Luberebere 3:16.
Genesis 3:16.
N'agamba omukazi nti okwongera n'akwongerangako obulumi bwo n'okubeerangako olubuto. Mu bulumi mw'onozaaliranga abaana.
Bw'ofuna olubuto obwo bw'ofuna obulumi.
Get pregnant, you have to get pain.
Embeera ekyukakyuka.
The situation has changed.
Ate era otuuka ozaala.
And when you reach to give birth.
Nakozaalire mu bulumi.
You birth through pain.
Naye kino kibonerezo.
But this is a punishment.
Era nga twalina okwenenya.
We have to repent over to God.
Nitwatukise tugamba.
Christians say that no.
Kirina nomu omukazi azaalira mu bulumi.
Experience woman gives birth in pain.
Iro olubuto bwalufuna ino kyankalana.
And when they get pregnant, they have to change their moods.
Ekyo ffe twakifuula nti kiri nomu.
We made it a normal experience.
Niye kibonerezo.
But it's the punishment.
Twalina okukitegeera tukyuke tudde eri Katonda.
We had to understand and turn to get back to God.
Nitwatukise tugamba
say no.
Ibyo byebimu ku byobulamu bwaffe.
Those are part of our life.
Ne bajjajja ne bajjajja
abaisirayiri.
Bafunanga embuto nga basesema bakola
biki.
Balinozaala nga bakuba enduulu.
You have to give birth in pain.
Ekyo kyo kibonerezo kiriwo kyo. Era toddawo n'olowooza ngu kiri ku bulamu bwo. Kigwanidde okubeerawo.
It's part of your life.
Tekiteekeddwa kubaawo.
It's not supposed to be in place.
Naye kibonerezo ekyo. Tebaali batuwadde tubonere balyoke tutuukire Katonda.
Punishment given us to repent that we turn back to God.
N'okulya muntu yo bino byetusimba
emmere. Even eating in sweat planting food.
N'emera omuddo n'ogikola emirundi oba emeka.
Grow and take them away many times.
Iyo byonna bibonereza eri omuntu.
Those are different punishments.
Kubanga Katonda yatugezaako tulaga mbaana ba Isirayiri.
For God tried to show us the children of Israel.
Ndi yali asobola tutonyeseza
emmere. That was able to rain food for us.
Ate yali asobola okukeera ku makyanga bwe yakola yona.
He was able to do it as he did Jonah.
N'ameza ensujju, n'ameza amatooke nga ku makya gasizzaako.
And the banana has grown itself.
Nga buli lunaku.
And every day.
Kemulowoozaako, kemuteesaako okulya enkya.
What we plan to eat tomorrow.
Mukeera enkya nga kyameze.
You wake up tomorrow, it has grown.
Bwe mba mutetsiza mukyere.
If you plan to eat rice.
Mwandikedde kutiya mwazitadde wali nga zijjudde.
Woken up and the sacks are full of rice.
Ate kwe tuwabira bakwera ijja.
Didn't you sit on the Elijah?
Katonda yagezaako tumulisaamu ku bulamu naye nga.
God tried to lighten a life to us.
Tubitwala ng'ebiri nnomu.
But we took things as normal.
Naye kambi komya otusooke tugende eri mu world of darkness. Olabe kuba bino tugenda kwongera tubikoonekooneko okweyo.
We're going to hit this point.
Olabe omuntu bwe yakyankalana ne. N'ebintu byaliko si byalina okukola.
And you see how a human being changed the things they are on, they are not supposed to do that.
Katonda yagezaako n'otumulisiza nsobola bakolera ebintu.
God tried to lighten that he can make things for us.
Nsobola okuwonya endwadde awatali basawo.
He can heal disease without doctors.
Omuntu tategeeranga era tatumanya
gy'ali. Human being has never realized to get back to God.
Yes, we have
Jesus. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now, those are words of wisdom which prepare us to go to the journey of heaven.
And
by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa,
the
Bible reader, Teacher Isaac. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. They who decided to seek God blessing in His holy book, tells us in Isaiah 34:16. Look in the book of the Lord and read. None of each will miss its mate. For the mouth of the Lord commanded them, and the Spirit of the Lord gathered them. All written down in the Holy Scriptures when He was in the prophets and the apostles. Praise Jesus so much. And we
base
right at the full knowledge of God.
We
base here at the new generation with the full knowledge of God. The ministry ministering to all nations in heavens and earth. If we bring this knowledge, that we destroy the destruction.
He
speaks in Hosea 4:6. That my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's why the ministry brings us the full knowledge to be able to save you.
And
he speaks that eternal life, it is to know the one true God in Christ Jesus he sent. And he speaks in John 17:3. And he accepts right now the world to be filled with knowledge, like he promised us in Isaiah 11:9, that the world has to be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God, as the water spread over the sea, the world will be filled with the knowledge of God, as the water spread over the sea.
It
explains more in Habakkuk 2:14. And thus there came from the journey of heaven, through the Bible for 7 years, from 2005
and
to 2011, and to move through the Bible,
it means that
there is no adding neither subtracting from scriptures or to distort and twist the word of God, except bringing you 3 to 4 commands which come from the word of God, and
you
get the light which comes from the Lord. 2 to 4 and above scriptures to be able to give you light in the full. And thus, and we get a little here and a little there to save from the Old and New Testament, from the different books the New and the Old Testament, like he first spoke in Isaiah 28:9-11. Even though we have come to continue to give you light that we study upon the altar of God, as the journey of heaven is, the golden altar which is found in the midst of the cherubims. Above it is the Ark of the Covenant and the Master Seat. It begins right from the basement in the city of Jerusalem of heaven. And many of the things we've studied which confirms the day of the Lord, the second coming of Him, the second resurrection, the rapture, and the judgment.
This
judgment we've studied much will happen. And as we head on that day, there we started the valley of decision, or the valley of Jehoshaphat, or Magadon, where the heaven will be emptied of all the stars, and they have gotten broken, all the planets would have passed away to be an empty desert. But before that heaven powers, whatever is in it, we had to see this word Gog and Magog, those two places. And we began to see of the Gog, the one known as the planet where we are.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And in this, we have two places there, the ones which have been hidden within it,
or
where they have kept the ones who the devil deceives, or they he has kept within darkness, the ones you want to mobilize for war, the Lord Jesus as he comes back. Within here we started the first place, and we started Gog, known as this planet Earth, and we started one of those places,
and
it's known as the underground, where they have put weapons in the bunkers. Praise
Amen.
Jesus. And we even have under the ocean, according to Ezekiel 27, where Jezebel are building cities, and they release different things manufactured there, and even to train false prophets and false pastors there, to corrupt totally this world. And that place too is there.
We
to see the second place in God.
And
it's this planet where we are, that second place known as the world of darkness. We move on to get explained of that, and it's this dry land where we move by, and it's that place known as the world of darkness, where all people on the dry ground.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And it's known as the world of darkness. And people within that, they were blinded the eyes of their understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
no more see where they are heading and going, neither where they came from. And in this world of darkness, what the devil tries to mean, even with Jezebel and the fallen angels, that to keep you in the world of darkness, it's to head you to the real world of darkness, to keep you in the world of darkness of ignorance,
is
to head you in the real world of darkness within hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And the world of darkness here, of ignorance, is like as if it kept you, that you hate the real world of darkness within hell.
Yes,
that's the world found within Magog, outside our planet, in the kingdom of the stars. And there we shall see two places, principalities and the hell. But know of one thing, that the more they keep you within the world of darkness, or in the world of ignorance, you are headed to the world of hell, the real world of darkness. The devil him knows one thing, that if you're sat within hell, you are on his side. Even though he's not the one who lives within hell, the leader of the hell, the angel of death, and we know the torments right there. But they know the evil will be raised on the other day. They'll come back and be brought from hell, and he expects to mobilize them, they'll be able to fight the Lord Jesus, and they are facing in the valley of the Magadon, which they never realize how it will appear.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But they hear that right there is when God is going to take decisions there, and he expects to fight from that valley, that they are aware of it, but they don't know how it's going to come in place. And what place is that? That's the problem they made.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, because of that, God has
bared
our weakness when he's moved on to reveal us those words. Let's move to understand them, that we too we can get be saved, to be saved from the world of darkness.
That's
covered in 2 Corinthians 4. Let's briefly get back. Let's begin from verse 3.
Bakolinso ekyokubiri esule yokuna n'olinyiri olwokusatu.
2 Corinthians 4 from verse 3.
Naye okubikkibwako obanga enjiri yaffe ebikkibwako mwabo ababula. Katonda w'emirembe kino be yaziba amaaso g'amagezi gaabwe abatakkiriza. Omusana ogw'enjiri ey'ekitiibwa kya Kristo oyo kye kifaananyi kya Katonda guleme okubaakira.
Enjiri eno bwe ebikkibwako,
when this gospel is veiled,
enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
the gospel of the kingdom of God,
obwakabaka bw'omuggulu,
the kingdom of heaven,
ebikkibwako eri abo ababula,
it's veiled to they who are perishing,
Katonda w'emirembe gino,
of which the God of this age,
gwe mutera okuwulira,
the one you hear,
oba gwe bayimbako nti mulembe ku luno gwa
Yesu, or the one they sing of that this generation is for Jesus,
oyo Yesu gwe boogerako si Yesu gwe tumanyi,
that Jesus they speak of is not the one we know,
kubanga emirembe gyonna gibadde gya Yesu,
all generations have been for Jesus,
n'egiriwo n'egigenda.
Even the ones which are and the one to come.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Naye Katonda emirembe gino.
But the God of this age
yaziba amaaso g'amagezi gaabwe.
Blinded the eyes of their understanding.
So kye tugezaako okuyita ensi y'ekizikiza.
Right, what we call the world of darkness.
Abantu bonna batambulira ku lukalu luno.
All people moving on this dry land.
Nga baziba amaaso g'amagezi
gaabwe. And they were blinded of the eyes of their understanding.
Ebajajukira gye bavuba mu ggulu oba wa.
They don't remember where they came from, whether heaven or where.
Era nga balina ebigambo ebigamba.
And they have what saying. That you came from your mother's womb. But what surprises most
is it's
hard to go back to that womb.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Perhaps
the one who gave birth to you went and left you
there.
Now they put in place another word. That one is the late. But we question, where have they gone? What are two?
Bible
says that do not cry for the one dying and the one who goes. Like read Jeremiah 22 verses 10. But weep so much when they have not gone back to their own country.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, if you are late, we want to question, have you gone back to your home in heaven or not? According to Philippians 3:20, he says our home is in heaven. In 1 Timothy 6, verse 7, he says we brought nothing on this earth, and we shall go back with nothing. The importance is this. What the devil fights is one thing, to blind your spiritual eyes of your understanding and your wisdom, and your counsel and your power, and your knowledge, the fear of God, and the spirit of the Lord, that you refuse to know where you came from and how you can get back there. What's taught under the sun and the things done on these dry ones, the devil put them in place, the human being never to get time
to
get any wisdom to show them where they came from. And their words within
spoken
as we go to
burial.
And we say, let's escort the dead within hell.
But
those words are not really complete. And if they have clothed the shirt, they have not clothed the trouser.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
They have first said, this is a late person. It's gone. Now they are telling us, we escort him to hell. We begin to speak words and there is no light within them. We say this, the light is gone. And now we say we are escorting him to hell.
Are
we escorting the one who went of this body? And they who pray and they say, we are escorting them, but let's first pray prayer to them. I don't know who they are praying for. The one who went or the dead body. And after they say, let's pray God judges this spirit with mercy. I wonder, what are we praying for? The dead body we buried or the spirit we
went.
Who is the right person?
And
we see darkness under the sun. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Spoken people on the earth almost already fell mad.
kubanga bebantu abuuka ebigambo
ebitakwatabwomala
ofuna omusana gw'ekigambo kya
katonda
osobola okulaba nti abantu boogera ebintu by'abalalu
kubanga
bagamba yagenze
ate
newaana bagamba tumuwerekere
emagombe
naye n'emagombe enyini baba
tebamanyi
kwegamba ensi neebeererawo ngaejjudde
ekizikizababa
bali awo
bagambye
omwoyo gwe katonda
agulamuzeekisa
ng'ate bagamba
omwoyo
gw'omugenzi gwakomyewo katonda teyagulamuza
kisa
ale gwakomyewo
gwagalakioba
oliawo tegwatuuse wa katonda ate nno bwe tubeera
wano
omanyi balinnya ku mitwe embu
kaakati
mufo kyobabuuza gundi tewagenze mu ggulu
tosobola
nakubabuuza obeera
awo
kugamba ebintu by'enseno nebibeera
bizibu
jjukira bamalayika abaagu
nga
bwe tusoma eri mu nkwe za
sitaani
bwe bamala okwefuula abafu
abaafune
bakomawo ku mitwe
gy'abantuyesu
yebazibwa era ne batandika okwogera nga bo enjiri eyawula ebintu
ebyo
era nga tuyita mu kigambo
kyakatonda
bayibuli yo gyeva ekugamba nebulani esula ey'okuna
nyola
ekumi n'ebbiri ekigambo kya katonda
kitala
kyabwogi
bubiri
kisooka nekyawula obulamu nekibuteeka
wali
nekyawula n'omwoyo oba ontegedde
bulungi
ate omuntu kyatasobola kubanga ye omuntu agamba yenze ng'ali
mundabirwa
naye nga
teyeerabangana
kati ekigambo kya katonda ekisobola otumulisiza nekyawula obulamu nekigambo oyo ye
yesu
nekyawula omwoyo
nekigamba
yegwe oli omu mubiri
gwenekyawula
amagumba
n'obusomye
ontegedde
bulungiera
nekijja nekyawula ebirowoozo
n'okufumiiriza
kati kyava ayogera mu yobu essula eri ey'ekkumi
ntiwambikkako
omubiri n'ennyama era n'ongatta n'amagumba nga gwe baabikkako ateeka okuba mwali yesu
yebakakati
ab'omu nsi olw'ekizikiza ekyokugaana enjiri
ye
batuuka ekiseera nga bo tebaawula ababiri
bano
yesu
yebazibu
nga bamanyi omugenzi yagenze
ate
bamuwerekera emagombe ate ne bana bamugamba nga bali eri ku ntaana omwoyo gwo katonda
agulamuzeomwoyo
ogwani bandigambye oba kale kubanga okusaba essaala eyo teyandibadde entuufu naye kale mukuwabulamu
kubanga
aboogerako ebitegeerekeka bandigambye kale ooluganda abadde mu mubiri guno tusaba katonda amuyambe
amulamuze
kisanaye omwoyo
gwe
omwoyo gwe katonda agulamuze kisa ani muno omwoyo
gwani
kale okuwabulamu mu kizikiza
kyaomanyi
mulimu abantu abali mu
nzikizaowetaago
bagambe yenzikiza ekutte
ebintunaye
eri erimu akantu
erimu
akatangalijakale era okusaba okwo
kwakizikiza
okusabira omuntu
eyagenze
naye tuyinza okugamba
kale
owooluganda banne tusabire owooluganda yabadde mubiri
guno
omwoyo gwe bagulamuze kisa
kubanga
yayambudde ekyambalo
kye
gwe mubiri guno
yazzeeyo
munnange naye era nekyo tukiwabuliddemu mu kizikiza kati bwebakugamba tenensi gye tuliko ejjudde
ekizikizaoba
sitaani twakugambye bamanyi be
bategeera
era be beeyita ba
illuminati
mbwe abantu mbwe abalina ku musana
naye
wenyinawo tiwugira tebabitegeera But because
they are a bit ahead of a human being on earth, what are they better from him? They are better for they have outlived many years.
You know,
when a person outlives many years, they can tell you, I have much wisdom.
So
I've gathered it from different years. What they've gathered, if you ask of them, and there is no understanding in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Because
they have outlived many years, seen many things. Now, as if they understand more than a human being. But when a human being gets back to the book of God, they can know even what was in the beginning. Even what
is going to come,
and it surpasses them. Now they fear so much a human being. They know he can know all the things. He can know what where before heaven and earth was. And
get
to be very wise. And they have no access to understand those words. That they know a human being alone has that chance.
Yes, we
praise
Amen.
Jesus so much.
Let's
move on to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Second Corinthians 4:4.
Katonda w'emirembe gino be yaziba amaaso g'amagezi gaabwe abatakkiriza. Omusana ogw'enjiri y'ekitiibwa kya Kristo oyo ky'ekifaananyi kya Katonda guleme okubaakira. Kubanga tetwebuulira ffekka wabula Kristo Yesu nga ye Mukama waffe.
Era bwe tutuuka okubuulira ng'oyagala okumalamu ekizikiza.
When we reach to preach and you want to know how darkness is.
Toweebuulira olina kubuulira Yesu ne Kitaffe n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
You have to preach Jesus the Father and the Holy Spirit.
Abo bobeera obuulira.
Those are the ones you preach.
Tolina nakwegamba nti nze omusajja ow'amaanyi.
You shouldn't even need to proclaim the great man of God.
N'okwegamba mu nze enjiri yange.
Even to claim my gospel.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Umanye cho nacho cyari kizikizi kitandiso tuyingira.
That was darkness which was beginning to enter. Mutu
akusomera mu Bible ati no mwana omugamba injili yakundi ndo banna.
And the person reads you the Bible and you claim this is the gospel of God.
Ate bomala no gamba, eh, kigambo cha Katonda.
And after you said this is the word of God.
Iye bada kubulira kigambo cha Katonda.
That's the word of God.
Ile injili ya Katonda.
That's the gospel of God.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Remember,
when you call it the gospel of a human being, it gets to be weakened.
You
put in it darkness.
And
weakens to be for that human being.
And
you begin to weigh its glory.
Second Corinthians 4:5. Kubanga tetwebuulira ffekka, wabula Kristo Yesu. Nga ye Mukama waffe. Naffe nga tuli baddu bammwe ku lwa Yesu. Kubanga Katonda yayogera nti omusana guli yaka mu kizikiza. Yayaka mu mitima gyaffe okuleeta omusana ogw'okutegeera ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo.
Yes, he was with
Jesus.
Yaragira enjiri eno.
He commanded his gospel
to bring
the light of the word of God.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Erango yakamba mitima gyaffe
n'atumulisiza. He is the one who lightens in our hearts and lightens many things.
Yajja mu muzingo gw'ekitabo ogwamuwandiikibwako.
He came in the scroll which was written about him.
N'asobola okubanga atumulisiza ebintu byonna.
He was able to lighten for us all things.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Naye ng'agamba.
But he says,
okusinziira mu Yokaani sura ya 3:16 n'okukwira.
According to John 3:16 and above.
Nti mulimu abantu abaali olwedde nga bo baali kizikiza okuva mu above.
That there are people who are in darkness right from above the heavens.
Olwedde nga baalina kuba ba sitaani.
And they are already supposed to be of the devil.
Na n'omusana guno ne bwe gujja.
And even if this light comes,
bagaana okujja gye guli.
They refuse to come towards it.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Unless their actions are discovered, they are with darkness. They are not of light. Light is of the word of God.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Because of that, brethren, all the words which are called world of darkness blinded the physical and the spiritual eyes of those people. And you don't see in spirit,
even
what you see on the earth is upside down.
And they
are not in their rightfulness.
You're
proven to be in the world of darkness.
You don't know
how you came on earth and how you leave earth to go where you came from.
But
you begin to think you came from a specific mountain of the earth. And you originated from a specific clan. And you have much darkness in you.
When
the battle is right there to tell you of heaven, it becomes like a promise. God promised us heaven. Let's get saved. We go to heaven. We don't need to just promise you this. You need to get out of that darkness out of you. And you know where you came from. And you know why you were brought on earth. How you have moved to go back where you came from.
But
we don't cry because someone has died. But we weep for they have not reached their home country. People feel pain in their hearts. But they don't know why they weep. Because of darkness capturing them.
The
person feels that the dead has gone, they will never see them again. And they begin to say God has struck them with a whip. And you feel much sadness in you. But it's not revealed to you. You know, a person dying from you and you feel sadness. God will not see them again.
And
you feel the heart is in pain. And it's finishing your disease account. The inner man is trying to convict you.
I tell you,
he has gone in hell. And you will never see him again. Maybe on judgment. Throw them in the lake of fire. Because
you
don't know where the pain comes from. You know when they say someone died, the way you appear, and you love them so much, all they are within your blood. You begin to express an ease problem. You get to be weakened. You don't know what is causing that. Now the devil to confuse us. When they come shake their head and they say,
grandchild,
I've come back. Don't cry.
Yes,
they are faking you. The other has gone. Now they deceive you and I've come back. If you always want me, call me, we speak. Don't cry, my grandchild.
And
God knew, push you deeper in darkness. The other pain would have caused you to question where they went. And you ask them, where you are.
My grandchild,
the mountain.
We
are up there in the cold. The cold is too much. You raise the fire for us.
Now,
the one you call is your dead relative. All that they are pushing you to more darkness. That your eyes never see for the other pain would have caused you to investigate.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why I say that Thessalonians. Don't cry for the one who is gone.
I think
you have no hope. You have no light. Why are you crying? You're going to see them again. They are going to come back. That is the light. People don't accept that light. Until someone stops, don't cry. He has gone to heaven. I am not sure. You feel the pain.
Conviction,
conviction tells you no. I'm not proving they have gone to heaven. They have gone to destruction. I'll never see them again. You will see them if they had gotten right here. And in the same way, even the one
who
was right here, we will see them on judgments. But they will be destroyed for all days. The life we try to tell people, the light which ceased to be, people live in the world of darkness. And the
priest,
they will tell you on this world, they then tell you where you came from and how you will go back there. All they preach to you, they are wasting your time. Have you understood that? Even if they promise you cars, even if they
take
the houses in this world, if they don't tell you where you came from and how to get back there, to help you get back there,
you
know they have wasted your time. There's nothing they have saved you from.
In according
Colossians chapter 1, starting from verse 12, they tell us this.
Abakolosayi esula esooka n'olunyiri lw'12.
Colossians chapter 1 from verse 12.
Nga mwebaza kitaffe eyatusanyiza ffe omugabo gw'obusika obw'abatukuvu mu musana eyatulokola mu buyinza obw'ekizikiza n'atutwala mu bwakabaka bw'omwana we omwagalwa mwe tubeera n'okununulirwa.
You hear what's happening? Here we thank the Father. You
receive
us from the world of darkness, of ignorance, of being blinded of eyes, of ignorance. He best within light, the light of His word, the light of knowledge and understanding, the light with the counsel of God.
Yes,
he
was
raised Jesus. That's where He best to save us. That He took us.
This
world of darkness we are in today. Took us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, where we have the forgiveness. All the redemption is the forgiveness of our sins. Here is where they come at the word born again.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. A real born again. He must have been already shifted from the world and they are in the heavenly places.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. And how can they prove they are up there? What you prove is
that
if the word get born again, born again means to be saved.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Amen.
It means they have shifted you from this world of darkness and they have taken you in the kingdom of heaven, where you live in that redemption and
they
have forgiven your sins. And you are living on this earth, but you are not of the world.
I
think you know that in John. When
you speak,
though you are in the world, but you are not of the world.
It,
right from the world, there you get from the world of darkness.
It's
the planet we move by. You begin to sit within heaven. How?
You begin
to do things of heaven and they wonder where you got them from.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
The things you do that are not of this world. You have much grace and much. You
have
exceeded so much. Be like your colleague.
No.
There is righteousness. Leave me alone.
Yes, he was
raised. Saved us, take us the kingdom. Saved us from the world of darkness. Took us in the kingdom. Basing within light. Took us in the kingdom. Now you pass through the light of the word and reach. And you begin to imagine the third heaven. 2 Corinthians 12.
So
verse 1 to 5. Second the third heaven. Christ already reached the third heaven. And
I'm
already there. For already I'm seeing where I'm going to play from. I'll be moving.
No, it's so
did you first get up Luke 23? Father
8
to down.
God,
you promised the man
in
the
park.
See,
you reached.
Me too, I see myself joining on you.
And
you are
but you
already sat in the heavenly places to see your place. You see how you will be in the garden. You're no more of the world. As people speak of beach,
knowing
in the garden, and you imagine swimming in them, and enjoying the experience. Now you're no more of the world. As people say, let's go for a disco, and you see angels are jumping and flying with them. They can even find you on the way and you are rehearsing how to fly. And they ask, what is wrong with you? We are in Jerusalem, we are enjoying the environment.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Get back to
Ephesians 2. They tell us we have no more here on the world.
You
already left here.
You
prove you do things of heaven, already left up. And you're sat in heaven. For the day you get saved, they rejoice and make a feast. And they ask how they're going to embrace you. You know angels how to embrace us. And imagine you are John arriving, you are prophet John arriving, you are teacher of the gospel John. Imagine, angel, you are there. We are going to hug. Let's come and we are hugging him. You know the rehearsals they do up there, and they will come. Coming now, you are the one.
You,
on the, how does it appear? You act his body how he appears. Come you yet they are rehearsing with their fellow angel. That's the angel sent upon you.
One they
put in your image to rehearse over how they will come. When you dream a dream Julius,
we
dream that angel is the one we see.
We have to
study that as we study angels.
I dreamed
Julius doing this.
Peter.
I dreamed Peter. I dreamed so and so. It is doing this.
Yes,
the other angel who comes.
I am
finishing.
He's
the one who acted that person in immorality. He's the one I think you see. But
him.
You see you are with the person here.
The
dream is the angel they put to rehearse over you. And they are making a
feast.
They put him in your seat and he appears as you. And they take you all over the city to see what's there. I think you've understood. We shall look at that when we reach Jerusalem. When we study angels. Already we are there. That's the one who appears.
And he
shows you of stories.
He's
the one who comes and I am Julius Watchand. I am Peter. I am
Paul.
I am Paul.
I am
James.
Where
the girls? Your names are far now from me. I am Maureen. Okay.
He,
the one who comes to show your acts as you're going to finish. But it's not you who is there. I saw Eddie. You know when you speak so much behind, they don't speak so much of you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know, students who are backbenchers, they're not spoken of in class, they're not known. Because in Christ Jesus, all of us are in front. For we are not the tail, but we are the head. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise Jesus. I pray that God helps you. That you totally get saved. That you get out from the world of darkness. And you appear to be in heaven.
Whether
you already discovered how the
God is.
Where is the way which
brought
you? Asking for your body.
They
send it to you when you're still on earth. The body from heaven. And they say this is already seated in heaven. It's upon you whether you watch it over or you mess it up.
Now,
the angel they put in place there. In the day you get saved. And they rehearse over him how to welcome you.
And they rehearse over him how to welcome you.
He's the one who appears in your image.
When you do evil,
they attach them to him.
Now
he tries to warn you and sends messages in the brethren.
What
you're telling me. I saw you in a disco. I'm in the disco, leave me alone.
He was with them for some time. When the disco passed, he followed the disco man.
The Apostle Paul speaks of him of the Holy Spirit.
And
he says, so and so left us, went with a disco man. Let's see Ephesians 2.
Ephesians 2.
Ephesians 2 from verse 1.
Era namwe yabazukiza bwe mwali nga mufiride mu byonono n'ebibi byammwe bye mwatambulirangamu edda ng'emirembe gy'ensi eno bwe giri okugobereranga omukulu ow'obuyinza obw'omu bbanga.
Tujja kwolekera mu bbanga omulabe ekiriyo.
We shall aid to the air and see what is up there.
Olyokola be bakontrolingira abantu abo.
And you see how they control people right from the space.
Era wano waliwo ebirooto ebikyamu bingi nnyo.
Here there are many evil dreams from there.
Wano ebirooto ekulunga lyeri ebbanga
eyo. Here is where they dream the heaven is that space.
Ne babuzaabuza omuntu bibi nnyo.
And they confuse the human being so much.
Wano buli eyefuula omugezi ow'okunsi.
Here everyone claimed to be the wise of the world.
Wano ebamukontroli.
Here is where they are controlled from.
Era Bible yeboogerako nti omugezi wegezi w'okunsaalira.
The Bible speaks of them, where is the world wise of the world?
Abefuula abagezi.
That they will claim to be wise.
Abamasaza ne bagamba nti tulina bakontrolingira ku ddaala erya waggulu.
Principalities say we have to control them from the higher level.
Ne bakujja ku wansi mu nyanja nga sitya bakufugira.
From under the ocean.
Ne ku lukalu wano.
And they shift you from raining over you from there.
Mu bwengu.
And they rain over you from the space.
Atulimba Efeso essuula ey'okubiri. N'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Ephesians 2 verses 2.
Okugobereranga omukulu ow'obuyinza obw'omu bbanga omwoyo ogukosa kaakano mu baana abatawulira.
Abaana bonna abalimu ekizikiza.
All children with darkness.
Ankubuliyo ekyama ekirala.
Let me tell you of another secret.
Tetuzze twogerako
ennyo. We've been speaking almost.
Kasi tobeera nga tuli mu Balumi 8:14.
If you are not in Romans 8:14.
Obeera mu Efeso.
You are in this Ephesians.
Romans
8:14 says,
they
led by the Spirit of the Lord. They are the children of God.
The
Spirit of wisdom and understanding.
He
has the counsel of God and the power of God. He has the knowledge and the fear of God.
Just
as the Spirit appeared in Isaiah 11, verses 1 and
2.
The one not in that spirit, they are reigned over by this spirit of darkness. And it works within them. It uses them.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Have you understood it? It has the wisdom within it that you have understood. That important counsel. And you have
got
power which is there. Even its prophet who have power. Sacrifice for it. It's not that they have given it to you. They can even withdraw it from you.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
Amen.
Don't have knowledge which is complete.
Now you
and it's just using you. Sometimes you don't understand what he uses you to
do.
But the Spirit of the Lord, he doesn't use people. He works with us. Corinthians chapter 6. We are co-workers. We are co-workers with God. It doesn't just use us. We work together with him. It's different, you'll be seeing. If you want to be knowing what the people used by the powers of darkness, you ask them the things you did, how do you do them, they will not tell you. They don't know. People fell down, but how did they fall? Me, I stretched the hand and they fell.
That
they who have never realized that when the spirits of darkness pass through the people and they fall and they are just being used and they who have reached to understand what is using them.
Ephesians 2
verse 3.
Ephesians 2 verse 3. bitwatambulirangamu edda edda mu kwegomba kw'omubiri gwaffe era naffe bitwatambulirangamu edda mu kwegomba kw'omubiri gwaffe nga tukolanga omubiri n'ebirowoozo bibyagala ne tubeeranga olw'obuzaalirwana abaana ab'obusungu nga n'abalala naye Katonda kubanga ye mugagga w'ekisa olw'okwagala kwe okungi kwe yatwagala ffe era ffe bwe twali nga tufiiridde mu byonoono byaffe yatufuula abalamu awamu ne Kristo mwalokoka lwa kisa n'atuzuukiza wamu naye n'atutuuza wamu mu bifo eby'omu ggulu mu Kristo Yesu
owulidde gye tubeera tutudde
otandika
okukola ebikolebwa mu
ggulu
omaze okulabika nga guwavudde mu nsi
y'ekizikiza
eri mu ggulu oli eyo
era
ebimu ku bikakasa nga oli
eyo
ebirowoozo bibeera eyo
kubanga
omutima gw'omuntu gye gubeera n'obugagga bwe gye
bukolaobeera
watuula dda mu bitundu by'omu ggulu
You already see that in the heaven realms.
Ati enjiri y'ekizikiza eri bwe.
Now the gospel of darkness is like this.
Jawulira dini ezimu nga zikugamba.
The certain religions tell you.
Nakati ato just so come purgatory.
You first go to purgatory.
Aba bakugambe.
Let us say.
Usoka magombe.
You first go to hell.
Olinde Yesu lwalijja.
Wait Jesus when he will come back.
Olaba ne bw'oba wakaloko kabuloko sinolokoka ebyaddala.
Even when you've just gone and said that you've gone and said real.
Otandika ofunira ddala omusana ogw'okumanya.
Get light of knowledge. They see you see that in the
heaven.
How you leave the body you head to hell. What point is right there?
I'm
still on the earth. They tell me I'm still in the heaven realms.
I've
been revealed and understanding how I
am.
And they send me a body from
heaven.
And they see I'm a citizenship of heaven. If they send you a body from heaven, you are a citizen of heaven. What happens
if
you are an ambassador of us on the world?
Ekivaamu nga bagamba mubakolisa era ekyo
ekyokubiri
mwe batuweera omubiri ogwo
nga
bagamba tuli babaka ba Kristo Yesu
naye
ng'ewaffe kati tubatwazeeyo
dda
Yesu
yebazibwa
ne batandika otuyita ababaka ba
Kristo
era tubanga tulinga abazze okukiikirira
We are not of the world. But we have represented.
Tuba twagenze.
We've already gone.
Naye ne batugamba.
But they tell us no.
Kati dayo tuchikirira.
God represent us.
Kunsi.
On the world.
Bero mubaka waffe.
Be our ambassador.
Okubiriza abantu batabagane ne
Katonda. Mobilize people reconcile with God.
Kevo kyali wano naye wandi badde wagenze.
Why are you still on the world but you would have gone back home?
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Kati ketugezaako kuleeta mu kino.
We try to bring in this.
Y'abantu abafugibwa mu nsi y'ekizikiza.
People reigned in that world of darkness.
Singandibwa mu Gogi y'ensi eno yennyini.
In Gog, this is planet Earth.
Wabula ng'ekifo ekyo lwe lukalu okubeera abantu.
That place is the dry land where people are.
Abantu abaggibwako amagezi g'okutegeera.
People whom
were. Abaziwa amaaso g'okutegeera kwabwe.
They were blinded with the eyes of the understanding.
Ngatebategeera bintu nga bino nakubeera.
Don't understand how things are supposed to be.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Ebintu nga biri awo tebivaayo bulungi.
Things don't come out clear.
Ne bwe musoma mu masomero
g'okunsi.
Mubadde mutegeeredde ddala bulungi
ne
bwe munategeera.
Understood how you're supposed to understand.
Muyinza osoma omuntu naye ng'omutemumutuukako yennyini.
Human anatomy, but you cannot reach on the human being.
Bagamba twasomye omuntu.
And so we study the human being.
Kumbe omuntu
yet they
tebamusomyerako.
They never studied the person at all.
Ujimanyi tebakusoma
akuwa. You know they have never studied the human being.
Basoma olugoye lwo bulungi nnyo
lw'oyambadde. They study your clothing with your clothes. Anatomy.
Naye omuntu yennyini tebamulabanga nako kumusomako.
They have never seen a human being to read of him.
Kubanga tebamumanyi nakumumanyi.
Never known him.
Akati omanyi omukundi. Ouganda dani bali anatomy basoma.
You know brother Dan, they are outside, they are studying anatomy. I hear they are studying a human being.
Basoma chambalo che
basoma muntu. The clothing of human being, not a human being.
Siwe kuri.
Is it not that?
Omuntu nokumula bakobula.
You might begin to see of him. It's very hard.
Ne baleta binokola sibya
we. You thought they pray that by no class.
Ne batu dinda rwana afa ave kubiri bamulabe bamulabe.
See when they would die to see you, they would never see him.
If you would have seen they were captured them from the space. If your person has been a beloved, you don't want them to go. You get final classes and they are sick, you put them upon them. And you target them at the space. They not to get from you. After they say their breath, their last breath. Praise Jesus. Now, brethren, truly we are getting saved. We are saved and taken from the kingdom of darkness. We're taken in the kingdom of heaven. Everyone in heaven must be understanding very well. And they have the real knowledge. And
there
is nothing with, like darkness within it. This you say, spiritual father, you can never speak. Find a pastor in heaven speaking and they call a fellow human being a spiritual father. In heaven they know there is one spiritual father. That is the father in heaven. Now, you came. That you are a spiritual father. All
is
of darkness spoken under the sun. That's why human beings, because of the much darkness, they
reached
and they forgot the church. And they called the building the church. They themselves have to be a church they are supposed to be taken. And they began to build the building. And we build the church of Christ.
And
what the human being speaks. And they are totally mad. What they speak, they don't understand it. There is one man. He's right there at Lubaga in Uganda.
Miracle.
They were with him within the 1980s. They told him to build the church. And they got that money, some millions. And they began to build the church. As he was building in the middle. And the Lord told him, that is not the church I told you. I told you the people. But that man never heard. He moved on to build his building.
Now
the light of knowledge has not lightened. Even be born again, but you have no light. The salvation which is just spoken of, which we claim I'm born again and saved. To prove yourself
that
born again, you must even feel in your mind. Heaven is what sounds, you want to know it.
And
want to get back home. My father is in heaven. But you're born again, you're not yet saved. There you're saved on mouth, but in the heart you're not saved. How many got saved in that way?
God
saved for heaven. The first time you got born again. We are very few. I expect right now all of us have gotten saved for heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you got saved because demons are
troubling
you, you have not gotten saved from the world of darkness. Which demon was troubling you? For you spoke evil. You said, demons were troubling me. Instead of saying, fallen angels were tormenting me. And you still get saved within darkness. You know when you've got saved? Now, as we preach the gospel, and the born again
they're
going to take you to hell. You refuse to repent. But let me be the demons of your father, which come from hell, refuse you to get saved.
You should
born again. What are you speaking? You have said
people
will be beaten within hell if they refuse to get saved. Now, in the same time, you say your forefathers, let me first strike demons of your forefathers, which came from hell.
And
what you preach yourself,
as
hell is something you can enter and get out. See, a human being, what
we speak.
That's why I told you I got a problem one day. To be within human beings. Even born against themselves. What they speak. And they speak much poison. Filled with much darkness. I reached and they are praying. Demon which attacked me. I beat the demon from the hell. I beat you. I send it in the pigs back. Where you send it, where you say it came from. Now you send it back, it will come out again. Pastor moves on in that life. What they speak, it's not clear. They're in the church, but they're hanging and they're in the world. What they speak, they're too mad. So they expect to join on the wings of their forefathers as they die.
They
born again has some mind of going to heaven, but they're not clear how to go there.
But
what we try to do is one thing. To appear to see the light moves on to lighten. The light which is full. Lightens where you came from and you're going back. Ephesians 2. Verse 6. Ephesians 2, verse 6.
N'atuzukiza wamu na ye, n'atutuza wamu mu bifo eby'omuguru mu Kristo Yesu. Mu mirembe kigenda okujja, alyoka alage obugagga obusinga ennyo obw'ekisa kye mu bulungi obuli gye tuli mu Kristo Yesu. Kubanga mwalokoka lwa kisa. Lwakukkiriza.
Yesu yebaziwe.
Praise Jesus.
Mu mirembe egigenda okujja.
That the generations coming.
Alyoka alagira eddala.
That will show.
Nti ekisa kye kyali kingi gye tuli.
That grace was much towards us.
Bakakana okuba mu mulembe kakati bw'omala okuva mu nsi eno.
After you leave this world.
Bwe bakozesa omulembe ogenda okujja.
As we speak of the generation coming.
Twogera ku ggulu erijja n'ensi empya.
We speak of new heaven and new earth.
Kuba olwali tuli mu mulembe oguliwo.
But today we are in the generation which is.
Naye mulembe ogenda okujja.
But the one which is going to come.
Bwe baliwo bakulaga video y'ebyaliwo wansi
w'enjuba wano. When they will show you video of what happened under the sun.
Oligamba mukama nawona ntya mu nsi.
You say, Lord, how did I get saved on the world?
Ng'abantu bajja kulaga nga baali beetisse kasasiriwo ebigambo ebitagasa.
People had carried rubbish of words which are useless.
Nga balalu.
And they are mad.
Kubanga Katonda ng'agenda osaanyawo byonna.
When God is to destroy all.
Agenda sooka atulageko.
He will first show us.
Obugagga obw'okulokoka bwe bufaanana.
Treasures of salvation, how they appear.
Akulaga engeri gye wali oyita mu miseke.
See how you pass through walls.
Engeri abantu gye balina ebigambo nga
And as they speak, their arrows which are very sharp.
And
words are full of poison.
That's
a vomit. This type of may not realize that. The one in Jerusalem, not clear. The salvation, the grace was there. That to enter heaven. And he said, Lord, how did I get saved? How did I reach here? They take you to see what is on the earth. And you wonder. Another with a hammer. Another has a
panger.
Another has a spear. But all of them are heading towards you. They want to kill you. Spirit working children of disobedience using them.
There
are other speaking words that they appear like pangers. They cut.
We
know that the tongue kills very well.
And
it lightens fire upon the entire body.
They can
the words they tell you. And they push you the lake of fire. When you see the Spirit of Lord
get with them,
told you don't speak with that person again.
Words
we are pushing with the lake of fire. The world is not easy. We are in it moving.
People
don't know how the words they speak appear. Others are hammers. Others are swords. Others are spears. Others are fire of the lake of fire.
They destroy us. After the generation has come, which is going to come, which makes new heaven and new earth. After we shift from Jerusalem, when we see what was upon the earth in the Ark of the Covenant, but they are not going to go back to above heaven. The past would have passed away. And finish there. The day of judgment, everything will finish there. They will show us a little what has happened under the sun. And they send them in the lake of fire. God doesn't want to know more of evil. And you see how you move this world. And they are persecuting and hurting you. They want your head.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. But unto all past people who got from the world of darkness, they begin to cry like this.
And
to pray this. Matthew 6 from verses 9.
Matayo esuleyo mukaga noru nyiriri oromuenda.
Matthew 6 from verse 9.
Kari musabenga bwe muti nti kitaffe ali muggulu erinnya lyo litukuzibwe, obwakabaka bwo bujje, byoyagala bikolebwe mu nsi nga bwe bikolebwa mu ggulu.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus.
Atandika okugamba.
They begin to say,
Tata oli muggulu.
Father, you are in heaven.
Naye njagala tukuza linnya lyo.
Want to cleanse and sanctify your name.
And
I'm doing what you spoke.
Or
I did when I did what never commanded me. In the darkening of your name, I began it in the garden. When I rebelled against your commands,
and
the darkness, the evil, the devil brought to me.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In the garden, the devil deceived man, they're going to open their eyes. Yet they were going to get blinded.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. From then the eyes which they gave us, these eyes of the body, look at how they see. They can't even see what you think. You think things which are not right? And you see different? You can see a fire and you say it's consumed me today. Yet it's going to end right there. You may see storms coming and you see
it.
If you could check it, 2 minutes where it's
going to
happen, you would have seen the storms when they come. But we just see what is, yet we don't understand them. And we are in the mirror. I look very nice. Who?
And
yourself, you've never seen yourself. And you are inside your body. But by darkness you are blinded right from your mind. And you are proven and you go to prove you are the body.
See,
if it's the darkness, that the inner mind, you prove and you go to prove you are the body. It's like 2 minutes today. You know your name. But to get out here, and they tell you, you are Kawalianga.
No,
you become Kawalianga. I am Kawalianga. Yet you were Peter yesterday. A few minutes out, back, you were Peter. But as you get out, and they prove to you you are Kawalianga, and everyone finding you, say, who are you?
Ah,
I am Kawalian. You reach home, they tell you. They call
Peter.
Who is Peter? It is you. I am Kawalian. Even the devil changed the man of God. He proved him that he is the body he sees. And then in the mirror they say to themselves, I look very nice. I have an eyelash. Yet I have looked good. I have a lash. Who are you with them? Leave me. Are you arguing for your hand?
The tongue
is different.
We inside we are different from the outer. Lift my leg. As if you find something, leave me my shirt. Why are you tearing a hand off it? After you tell yourself, I am my shirt. Human being is in darkness. What will prove is one. If you begin to know your Father in heaven, and you know our physical fathers are shadows, and you to begin to question, now what am I doing on this world? And what happened? How did I come on this world? The person who begins to get sick well, they have such questions in them. The question, where did human beings come from? Where does God live? When the Spirit already prepared them, they say the Father is in heaven,
and
have not discovered which heaven. And they begin to search out in the book of the Lord. If
by
read, I feel thirsty. If you're fresh born again, you feel. I want to read.
No, just
read it for a month, and they strike you down. You begin to desire things of the world. And you get corrupted like that. And you remember the name of being saved. But you died again and they blotted you from heaven. And they chased you from there as they chased the devil. Now the problem which is that prayer says, our Father in heaven, but what are we doing on earth? And how and when did we come on earth? That a human being reached and abandoned
the
world.
Have
you ever sat down and asked why your Father is in heaven? And you ask, what are you doing on earth? Okay, our Father. For you have not said my Father. But it says, our Father in heaven. All of us, He is our Father. But what are we doing on the world? What did we do with the Father? And how did we come on the world? How does it come that is in heaven? We were here with him. And he built his house in heaven. Or he made his heaven. And he went to fly up. Or we were up there and he brought us here. What happened there? World of darkness, they say, you're not questioning that. Read. Just read the prayer.
Our Father,
Father,
your name be
kindized.
Your kingdom come. Your will be
done.
There
is this television. It's called
So.
They are praying that prayer. That is prayer of the Lord Jesus. It's of the Lord Jesus or for us.
As
who told him, teach us how to pray. And now we say it is his prayer. That is that prayer is ours. He taught it to us. When he told, he said, my prayer, my Father in heaven,
and
Lord, be your name. Did he begin like that?
We ask in
Luke 11,
teach
us how we can pray.
And
give us the prayer.
It's
us. We begin to always pray and to work within it. Now your Father is in heaven. You, the Son, on the world. How did you come to be here? And what did you do to him? And he said, Father, though I'm here, but I pray, what's done there is what I want to do here. That I can get back to you. I may have anger to you. And I
think
Pastor Wright chased me from there. I want to begin to work that there, that I can get back. kubanga wangamba,
for he told me
Amos 3:3,
tusobola
kuyita ffe mi nawe nkujjako nga tutabaganya,
we can't move together with you unless we agree,
kati by'oyagala eyo
bikolebwe
eyo gy'oli mu ggulu,
in heaven where you are,
njagala kudda kati
bali
nanga kantandika bikolawo,
do it here on earth,
okakasa nti nakomyewo,
prove you already come back,
agati tomanyira bya mu ggulu
bikolebwe, don't know even what is done in heaven.
You brought save,
I don't know where you last started the heaven. You have your gospels you are always in.
This must die.
Okufa kuli no okufa. Those are the headings of the gospels we are in. It's not finished until it's finished. Those are the headlines they preach about.
Kakati omuntu
now where you are being
nabeerera munsi yekizikiza
and they live in a world of darkness,
mutufu nga ne bwabaze mu kanisa ate agenze mu zabasitaani,
they come in the church,
agenze makunganiro gabasitaani,
one in the synagogues of the devil,
ne bamusomesa ebintu byala nnyo,
teach them other things,
era mukama afa atuwoninga mukubikulirwa,
Jesus wants us revelation,
esuleyo kuineyo kusa
revelation to
me, mwana wange,
my son,
ato kula cheyo,
what are you doing
makunganiro gabasitaani
in the synagogues of the devils,
tiba kuyigiriza byena
ate don't teach you things of home. And say, okay,
hold
what you first heard.
The little
you are holding, I see it's going.
Repent
and come back in my first love.
For
in the first love, we were in heaven. We were not there. Now we say we come back in the first love. Lord, what love?
I wanted to
be in the garden. That was my purpose and will. But I chased you.
Now
you're so come back in the first love.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Now a human being. Because of much darkness.
And
keep them on earth never to think of home. And the devil knows this.
To
speak your father in, is in heaven doesn't prove it. As long as in your heart you don't prove it.
And
what proves is in heaven involves you asking, what are you doing on earth?
And
what are you going to do to go back to your father? For imagine as I tell you that as you are here in Uganda and I tell your father one of the black Americans in America and he was there with you in America but he brought you here and you got lost from him in Uganda and he went back to America but he left when he is written that this and this my child he got lost from him but if you discover him tell them these are what concerns them these houses I built
his
wealth his inheritance when you will discover him tell them and tell them what concerns them. And now you have discovered them today. What do you do? And you have discovered it. Your father is a black American.
He's
up there in America, very wealthy. What do you do? You ask, are you sure? Oh, you have seen another person. You know, surprises sometimes, they seem as if they're not real.
It begins
to speak what's right.
You
discover it's true. And remember the copy of the photo. And you are with him. And
you
see the photo. I saw it. It was him. My photo.
As you
connect it, it's there.
And
he said he made him
in his image.
You remain with the image of your father. But what are we on in this world?
You know,
the image of your father you remained with a copy of it? Get it out, connect it with your father. Now see, that's your father in America. He's very wealthy. And the number of the phone email is there. Tell me what you want through prayer. The network is on the Holy Spirit. You discovered it's America. You've lifted an
email.
You call,
message.
You send an email.
As the bear is replying, my son, come home. You got lost
from
me. I welcome you. Your brethren is many home. All angels and others. Now we speak truth. As you reach,
but
when you see you in America, you can rush and you begin to process things there. But to process, even as they told your father is in heaven, you've never begun. You have weakness to process your documents to go home.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Darkness
corrupted you, no more understand. Even when you go born again, you had the father is there, okay, but he's in heaven. Okay, give us our daily food on earth. That is what we think most of. But there is a question. What exactly made the father bring us on earth? That's where he speaks. Commanded light shine in darkness. That we can get the aroma of knowledge. We begin to be lightened where we came from. And the reason why we are brought on earth. What I try to bring is this. Get out of the world of darkness. It's the battle and this dry land we are on. We've been on
the ground.
Many have passed on, it's not revealed their eyes. Where they came from and how they can get back there. And they go like that in the real world of darkness in hell. Hear the blind, the eyes of your understanding. And you are kept in the world of darkness.
It's
to say they have kept you within hell on earth. Just as you see, they were taken in heaven.
No,
even the one in the darkness of ignorance, they are in hell while on earth. A world full of darkness, a bottomless pit. When you get light of heaven, of understanding, you are sitting in the heavens. When you
are
filled of darkness of ignorance, you are in the world of darkness in hell. But you're still on the
world.
And you are an ambassador of hell. Just as we've got
light
of heaven, we become ambassadors of heaven.
We
beseech people to reconcile with God, go home. People in darkness and ignorance, they are ambassadors of hell. And they support their colleagues to do evil things that they can reach hell. Brother, me and they tell you are nice. That is an ambassador of hell. They praise you and they praise you.
Bakolinso, ekyokubiri essuula y'okubiri oluyira 11. Setaani alemwa twekulumbalizaako. Kubanga tetuli ng'abatategeera nkweze.
Okitegedde bulungi.
You've understood it well.
Lwaki mu lugendo lw'eggulu kulaba ebifo bino?
Why in the kingdom of heaven we see these places?
Bwe tuba tulaba enkwe za Satan.
When we see the devil's schemes.
Kulaba by'akola.
We see what he does.
Naye tulaba bifo mwasinzire ffe mote tubiteke.
Tubigenda nnyo buziba. We don't go deeper in the places where he bases. Wabula mu lugendo
lw'eggulu ate tulaba nnyo ebifo ebyo.
In the kingdom of heaven
mwasinzire okukola enkwe.
The places he bases to do the schemes. It means what? Places he bases to do the schemes we studied.
And
we see God as we see today. And we know it's the planet where we are.
And
some schemes are done underground and under the ocean. And we come on the dry land of the earth, known as world of darkness. And we get out of it.
Netugeena mu masaza mu bank
go to principalities in the space.
Nawa akolera wengwe.
There they do skills from there.
Then yetumanyinga Magog.
That's what we know as Magog.
Omuri emunyenye nsenga.
Where there are stars and other planets.
Na Magombe.
In the hell.
Maybe for bibili ebiri mu Magog.
Two places are within Magog.
Wabweru wensi.
Outside planet.
Masaza mbwa kabaka bwemunyenye.
Principalities in kingdom of the stars.
Then naba basuliwa mugeyera.
They were cast within hell.
Ebibili for emirimu ya Satani.
Those are places where the devil works his missions and he gathers his people from. Yes,
praise Jesus.
What
we try to share
is what?
In the general heaven, you see those places. Even the little works, the schemes which are
filled.
When we go in the schemes, we
started
Tuesday and Wednesday,
you see
the deeper schemes of their works. But we've not focused so much on the places where they best do those things. I think you've understood it.
One would have seen,
we are studying the schemes in the Jan of Heaven. Remember, all we are revealing in the Jan of Heaven. And because there are many, we could not pass them in one studying. One head was put aside. We call the scheme of the devil. Unto God and His
charge.
If we studied them in the journey,
it would have
been
confusing.
A human being could not connect them.
But
we would have delayed here.
If we
reached to study God in Magog,
and we studied
the right person, the right spirit,
the right spirit,
study the other side.
Put
them there that you can get weight lifted out.
Amen.
But
we would have delayed so much here, studying Gog and Magog. We would have studied the schemes just as their fullness appears. I expect God has order and it's done as well.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 2:11.
Kubanga tetuli nga batategeera nkweze.
Enkweze tulina zitegeera.
We have to be aware of the schemes.
Kubanga fe bat n'okusindikwa ku nsi kuno.
For we even to be sent on this world.
Tebatusindika kubeera wano.
They did send us to be here.
Batusindika tubonerere.
Sent us that we regret our sins. Repent, go back home.
Naye si bwe yajja n'atupakasa nti wano
wewa. Therefore came proof that this is our home.
Bwe tuba tusoma enkwe eri n'oza mukizuula bulungi.
Schemes, you discover it well.
We mwe yatuweera ebya social system.
That's why he gave us social systems.
N'atuweerika.
He gave us clans.
N'ejebisibuka.
And our origins.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Bano bali batusindisewo ku katini.
They had pushed us here a little moment.
Era ng'ebikolebwawo bibonerezo.
And what was done here, we are punishment for us.
Okulya muntu yono okuzaala mu bulumi.
In the sweat and to bath within pain.
Nina bwe tujja tubimanyira.
See how we got used to them.
Nitwirabira n'okwenenya okuddayo gye twava.
For God repent to go back home where we came from.
N'okubuzaabuzibwa ne kuba kungi nnyo.
And confusion get to be much.
Olusuku simanyi lwavaawo.
I don't know, the garden went away.
Simanyi lwali mu Iraq.
It was in Iraq.
Umuntu naabeererawo kale.
Being lived in that confusion.
Nage byo lusuku nabyo.
The things of the garden.
Mubiveko na
leave it alone.
Tokeyo we wali.
Yet that's where
we wali twakolire ebizibu ne batukoba.
The problems that they chased us from.
Nage byo lusuku.
The things of the garden.
Tusomea amanyi gamu kama gagenda tambula.
And the power of God is going to move
through. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wali waga ulira.
Wali
waga feeling.
Someone feeling it.
Is it to be them?
It's what we are in.
This
thing which brought
up problems
started from the garden.
If we put
the person be safe starts from right there. That's where the problems began troubling humanity on earth. Researchers are yes,
researching
sickness and diseases.
But
where did these problems and diseases originate from?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
We see battles in the world.
We
ask where did wars begin from?
In the garden.
We want to stop wars.
We
don't go where they began from.
It can
never stop.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the human being, they don't go back and understand schemes of the evil of the devil. It's hard to get out of the world of darkness. Almost keeps the human being never to get back to sanity.
Or
getting back to where they came from.
That's why,
eating out of your sweat, you took it normal life.
But
we heard and we're going to check more.
Give
birth in pain, it wasn't given you permanent.
It was
just like a punishment.
You
understand to get out of it. God have mercy on you.
And
we took it, said, yes, it's normal. And we even sang songs. I hear the problems of women are many.
There
came these songs they call love songs. They
too
put us in a wrong mode.
But they
show us the life.
The
moment you feel angry and you, as if you never had a song of love.
Your
love can speak a word to you as if you've never loved them.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Say, if you can when you
are moving on under the sun, if we study God, and
we are
on the part of the dark world of darkness,
we want to work what you are
where they captured minds of every human being, right? From your own fathers, they don't know where we came from, how we came
from.
Got a wrong history. That's
where
we studied that the Baganda originated from Congo. I come from South Africa, we migrated from there. But did we originate from there? Or you are the tribes?
All
you tribes of this world? The
place
you claim you originated from there.
Why
don't you go back to your place of origin if you die? This world is very hard.
To some history,
we study history, and you guys feel you are a very wise man. All nations of the world, I know where they originated from. But do you know anything?
You
are very foolish without understanding. The world of darkness is very hard.
Now,
history is there. It's also a serious yoke.
For
Acts says
that
when they brought us, put us in territories where we are,
and
they put us there
to see
where we came from, and the God who brought us where He is.
We,
every person was put where they were put to seek God from there. You went to seek for women and men. What you do is another, you're doing another thing.
If
you begin to look for friends,
and
the village make friends.
What
friends are you making now?
You're
afraid of God, you want to be afraid of human beings? God is what makes everything beautiful. The one you want to make your friend is the one who made him that.
He
made to be your good friend. Maybe they will look for evil friends. They have the one who makes them that.
Yes, that
devil and his angels. People move together when they have the same habits.
Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians 2. Naye bwe najja mu Tulowa olw'enjiri ya Kristo, era oluggi bwe lwanzigulirwawo mu Mukama waffe, saalaba kuwummula omwoyo gwange olw'obutasanga Tito muganda wange. Naye ne mbasiibula ne ngenda e Makedoni. Naye Katonda yeebazibwe, atutwala bulijjo ng'abawangulwa mu Kristo. Naye Katonda yeebazibwe, atutwala bulijjo ng'abawangula mu Kristo, n'atubikuza evvumbe ery'okumutegeera ye mu bifo mu buli kifo.
Kuleta vumbe lya kutegeera.
Bring the fragrance of knowledge.
Kitaffe wabali mu ggulu.
And when the Father is in heaven.
Fe twajja tutya ku nsi.
How did we come on the world?
Era tukola ki wano?
What are we doing here?
Ye bannange tukoze tutya okuddayo?
What can we do to get back home?
Naye olw'ensi y'ekizikiza.
By the world of darkness.
Omuntu olokoka n'ekizikiza ne kikunoonyaayo.
Except and darkness seeks you in salvation.
N'obeera nga
then you live a salvation which is not real.
When
you have not gotten from the world of darkness, you have remained in ignorance. This progress God has raised this time, the progress of understanding, the progress of knowledge, it's going to be moving on to appear to hit and
more
to the children of God, and they will enjoy the smell.
Chitufu.
Yes, it's true.
Why our father
is in heaven? What are we doing on earth? Yes. Why is it up there? We are down here. How did we come here? How can we go back? We go with this body? Which body do we go with? But Bible answers all that. And it directs you. Father
himself
says, mark the ways you pass when you headed to earth.
You
can come back to your cities. And the child will lay here. And they have darkness. Which city is he speaking of? What?
Now we don't move. But Zimbabwe,
I had their building for us in heaven.
But those are the only ones that have been
destroyed. Not yet even finished.
But you know, the Morocco they be here.
Even the born again speak such.
But Gambero Morocco,
they've gone from darkness. They have not gone saved well.
Iyo gera kumwanti Morocco. They speak
on the mouth they are saved, but the heart is not saved.
Na magezigenga tegaro kukanga.
Their mind has never gotten saved.
We kugamani tegavanga musiye chizikiza.
They have not gone from the world of darkness.
Tulimba kulisa chukubile sula ya kubili nolu nyiriri wa kuminanya
2 Corinthians 2:14.
Naye Katonda yebazibwe atutwala bulijjo ngaba wangula mu Kristo n'atubikoza evumbe ery'okumutegeera mu buli kifo.
Let's
read that word prayer.
Twala bulijjo ngaba wangula.
Naye Katonda yebazibwe atwala bulijjo ngaba wanguzi mu Kristo n'atubikuza evumbe ery'okumutegeera ye mu buli kifo.
Yes, omuntu bw'agamba atutwala ng'abawangula.
When someone says he takes us as victors, as we are not, that means he takes us as, that means we are not.
Atutwala bulijjo ng'abawangula.
All grace takes us as victors? As victors. That's what we need to add more light in it.
For
he says we are more than conquerors. Isn't that Romans 8? He proves that we have conquered already. We are more than conquerors. Here it says as if we are. Luganda is lacking. You feel the conviction of the spirit that is lacking.
That it's
not having much salt in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on.
2 Corinthians 2:15. Kubanga tuli vumbe eddungi erya Kristo eri Katonda, mwabo abalokoka ne mwabo ababula. Eri abo ababula tuli vumbe eriva mu kufa erireta okufa.
Now,
when we get from the dead, because of darkness which was in the garden, where people thought they were going to open eyes, yet they got blinded.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's where we died and the body from heaven was taken. After we get born again, we are given a body from heaven. And we move from death. And as we bring death to them, we are perishing. And
we
continue to preach that they died.
We
refuse to get born again.
We are
going to go to the second death. It's the lake of fire. They come from death and they are heading to death.
Second Corinthians 2:16. Eriyabo ababula tuli vumbe eriva mukufa erilete okufa.
Obulide ekigambo ekyo.
You hear that word.
Kuba twava mukufa kulio kwa Adam.
Come from the death of Adam.
Ne tulokolebwa.
And we get saved.
Kati kweri kwabula.
You is perishing.
Tuongera kugamba wafira mu Adam.
I tell you died in Adam.
Uboga nyo kwetereza.
You're supposed to align yourself.
Ogena mukufa ko kubi.
Got the second death.
Inyanja yomuliyo.
It's the lake of fire.
Ubanga tukugamba.
But we tell you.
Wali wakasera ko kutabagana ne Katonda.
It's the time to reconcile with God.
Now ove mukufa.
You to get out of death. But if you refuse to resurrect, blessed are they who have a portion in the first resurrection and they raise up together with the Lord of Jesus. The second death has no right over them. Read Revelation 20.
Kati tubanga abakujja mu kufa kuli.
We take it from this day.
So betuma rova mu kufa kuli.
We get safe from that day.
Ne tujja mukugamba kuve mu noga.
We get from it and refuse. We take you in the second day. It is the lake of fire. It is from the golden altar of God.
We've
taken time studying many things about it. That place is very important. If you dare fall in hell, all your life will be like that. That's why you spent time studying many things there. The lake of fire. It
begins
from the golden altar of God.
Bakolinsi ekyokubiri 2:16.
Second Corinthians 2:16.
Naye eribali tulivumbe eriva mu bulamu erireta obulamu.
Kwegamba bwe tumala okulamuka.
After we get living.
Eri abakkiriza.
Unto they who believe.
Kwongera okubala kw'obulamu
obutagwawo. We continue to show them eternal life.
Kubagamba ne tulamuse kuli balamu leero.
Show them we are living today.
Naye ati tweyongera mu bulamu obwokubiri.
Moving on to the next life.
Tuyine kulirija n'ensembya.
We have a new heaven and new earth.
Yetugenda okubeera balamu ennaku
zonna. Where we are going to live all days.
Wadenga muli balamu.
Even though you're living now.
Naye mugenda kweyongera mu bulamu.
But God will move on into life.
Eri abo abalokolebwa.
Unto they who are saved.
Bakolinsi ekyokubiri 2
Corinthians 2:16.
Era ebyo ani abiyinza? Kubanga tetuli nga bali abasinga obungi. Abatabanguzi b'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Kati abali mu nsi y'ekizikiza.
People in the world of darkness.
Bwe balaba omusana.
When they see light.
Bafuba okuteekamu ku kizikiza.
They try to put in darkness within it.
Abantu abalina obujja be basitaani
abo. With the jealousy of the devils.
Batuuka ekiseera bonga bategedde mutuufu.
They reach a time and they have understood.
Ebintu boogera bituufu.
What they speak is right.
Naye tulina obitabangula.
But we have to mess it up.
Tulina okunyoola ne tutoolamu ne twongeramu.
Distort, twist and subtract from it.
Ekkanisa ereme kulabira ddala musana ku church. Bagenda tuddukako.
Not see light for they are going to run from us.
Amakomera agafa amangi ge tutaddewo.
Our many prisons we put in place.
Mu Gogi ne Magogi.
In the Gog
and Magog. Batalina kuva kudduka.
They where they shouldn't run from. These prisons
came
from the prison of God known as hell. He took prison where he shouldn't let people get and escape. Go back to their home country.
But
he knows their home country is there.
Wano kankubulira omanyi lwaki omuntu ali ku bintu birala. Omuntu alina by'anoonya. Anoonya ssente, aziba amayumba, avuga amamotoka, agira ennyonyi. Obwongo bwavunda dde.
The brain is rot in the human being.
Omuntu ali ku bintu birala.
You might be doing something else.
Obulamu bwakyusibwa.
Life was changed.
Amagenda g'omuntu gakyusibwa.
The destiny of a human being was changed.
Iranga basinzira munsi y'ekizikiza.
And they face the world of darkness.
Boba manyi buli ali ku strategy.
They know everyone on the world never understands.
Bakolinsi ekyokubiri 2:17.
Second Corinthians 2:17.
Kubanga tetuli nga bali abasinga obungi abatabanguzi b'ekigambo kya Katonda. Naye olw'amazima, naye olwa Katonda, mu maaso ga Katonda, bwe tutyo bwe twogera mu Kristo.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Kulwa Katonda tufuba okulabika.
For God we try to appear.
Tukakasa abantu kitaffe ali mu
ggulu. And we prove people the Father of us is in heaven.
Era nga balina okujjukira.
And they have to remember.
Ngeri ki gye bayinza okuddayo.
How they can get back there.
Bwe tuleeta omusana gw'okumanya kwonna.
When we bring the light of all knowledge.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Era nga ku lunaku lw'olwe Sunday.
And the other day of Sunday.
Tugenda kubuuza ekibuuzo.
We are going to ask that question.
Lwaki kitaffe ali mu ggulu?
Why is our Father in heaven?
Era tukola ki ku nsi?
What are we doing in this world? What can we do to go back
there? Continue
to show the people. The world they move by is of darkness. And they took off knowledge to know that they came from somewhere.
We want to bring that light is when you make them know where they came from and remind them a father of us is in heaven
and
we too his offspring are in this world and there is a reason why we are in this world and we have to align ourselves
because
of the few punishments which you have given us.
But
therefore made them normal in our lives to see that we have to move by them. You leave this world when you are in toiling. God
reached
to call you, come, you are weary and burdened. So we don't lay our hearts to that. I left you a little moment. You totally got angered.
And
you moved on to do more evil.
I
got angered brief for a little moment.
And
said, I got angered forever.
I
gave you to the devil. Just a little punishment. And he says, when he was creating hell and the lake of fire, he had prepared it for the devil and his angels. It refused to repent. That's where we entered in it ourselves. Human being old had all the chances. Human being on this world was everyone who passed through Adam is called among the ones who were chosen. Because the chosen have gotten lost for lacking knowledge.
Explaining
hell had been created for the devil and his angels. Even the lake of fire.
And
the chosen, you've refused to get back home.
And you
persisted in darkness of ignorance. And God reached to say,
there's
no one who understands. Let's read in Romans. But we answer this question on Sunday. Our Father in heaven, what are we doing on earth? The darkness covered us.
And
many prisons were put in place. We are in Romans 3. God the Father trying to tell us. When he passes the Holy Spirit. Romans 3:10.
Nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti tewali mutuukirivu n'omu tewali ategeera.
You hear the problem which is we reach this world every person with no more understanding. And they also say the father responds, no one understands. No one understands. Why? Listen this verse as it finishes. Romans
3:11.
It's time to prove no one understands. No one fought their father. Everyone began to seek their own things. Is the sign proving they took away understanding? No one seeks where the father is. He says
it's
in heaven. You don't want to seek and get back there. You're seeking other things on the mountain. You've not thought of going back to heaven. Don't know which body you have to go with in heaven.
It means
you don't even seek
what you have to think.
You understand you don't have it. You are in a world of darkness. But praise be the Lord who's come to save us. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for coming.